Today, January 22nd, is the 37th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision, and it's been declared now a day of prayer and penance against the violations towards the dignity of the human person, especially the unborn. So today is a day of prayer and penance. We wear the purple vestments today, the violet vestments, to remind us that it is a day of penance, reparation for the millions of unborn children whose lives have been taken. We know that since 1973, we have 1.5 million abortions each year in our country. That's well over 50 million abortions in our country. And those are just the surgical abortions. That doesn't even include all of the silent abortions, the chemical abortions that come about because of the pill or RU486 and the other chemicals that are used also to abort children, in addition to, as I mentioned, the 50 million surgical abortions. So we have a lot to do penance for, a lot to pray about. And we ask the Lord today, on this day as we go down to the March for Life on our three buses, or those who cannot go, to spend some time in prayer in the Adoration Chapel, or to pray a rosary for the conversion of our country and for the end of abortion. And what will stop this Holocaust that we're experiencing? Well, primarily it'll be the grace of God. It's really only the power of God, the grace, the superabundant grace of God that will convert our country, that will convert the hearts of abortionists, doctors, nurses, those who in any way take the lives of the unborn children, that will convert the hearts of leaders in our country and throughout the world. It'll be the grace of God. Well, how can we, as God's people, correspond to the grace of God to bring down this grace upon our country, upon this nation of ours? Well, I would recommend, of course, prayer and action. Prayer draws down grace upon us and upon our country. We know in Scripture that when Moses prayed, God bestowed graces upon the people. So we have to pray for our country. We think, of course, the greatest prayer we know is the Holy Mass, participating in Mass, uniting our prayers to the perfect prayer of Jesus offering Himself to the Heavenly Father. And then we also pray our other private prayers, such as the Holy Rosary, that great, powerful weapon against evil. It is our modern-day sling that we pick up against the Goliaths of our society. It's David's sling that helped defeat Goliath. It might seem humble and small, but it's powerful in the eyes of God to defeat evil, especially the evil of abortion and these other crimes against the dignity of the human person. As you know, in that rosary, 50 times we pray, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." That's why we go to Washington today to declare that blessed is the fruit of the womb. As you know, it's not a burden, it's not a curse, it's not a punishment, it is a blessing. Blessed is the fruit of Mary's womb, which is Jesus's, and blessed is the fruit of all wombs, the unborn child. We know that God said to Jeremiah the prophet in the Old Testament, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Isn't that amazing to think that before God formed us, and it's God who forms us in the womb, He knows us. And Elizabeth's beautiful prayer, "Who am I that the mother of the Lord should come to me? The moment I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb leapt for joy." So the Bible is very clear about the sanctity of human life from the womb. It is sacred, it is holy, and needs to be protected. And that's the message why we go to Washington today. So we have our prayer to help bring down God's grace upon the world. The Mass, the Rosary, other prayers that we say, Eucharistic adoration, spending that time in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, that will convert hearts, that will convert nations. Eucharistic adoration. And then we do penance today. In some form, it's up to you to decide what kind of penance that you would like to do. It might be the cold, it might be the rain, it might be the wind. You offer that up to the Lord. That's as a form of penance in reparation for abortion. And then today we also go, as you know, in a spirit of reparation and to send a message to our country and to all those who will watch on television, to the White House, to everyone, that we respect life. All human life in the moment of conception until natural death. So we as Christians have to do something to take action. In addition to prayer, we of course must vote with a well-formed Christian conscience. We must help support these pro-life pregnancy centers such as Birthright, AAA, and Manassas. These organizations are saving the lives of babies every single day. And then we must continue to support these moms and families. That's why the church has many homes for single moms. I think of the wonderful work the Benedictine sisters do right down the street at the barn, where they help to provide for women and their children. And there's many homes for single moms in our diocese that are run by the Catholic parishes and by the diocese. So we continue to reach out and to help support those who have chosen life, and to help them through the House of Mercy, through the Samaritans, to help raise their children. So today we offer our Mass and Communion, obviously, in reparation for the sins of abortion and all the other violations against the dignity of the human person. But we go to Washington today in a spirit of prayer, in a spirit of penance, in a spirit of reparation, that the Lord and His Blessed Mother will intercede for our country to bring about an end to this Holocaust that we're enduring. We think of Mexico and how before our Blessed Mother appeared as Our Lady of Guadalupe, they did 50,000 human sacrifices each year. Well, we do that, of course, every 12 days in our country, with 4,000 babies killed every day. So what the pagan Aztecs did in 12 months, we do in 12 days in our own country. So we ask the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that she will intercede for our country. She is the patroness of the Americas. She is the Immaculate Conception. That she will intercede for our country and with her divine Son bring about the conversion of our country, the end of abortion, and the protection of all human life.